presence is here. He's at this place this morning of worship. He meets wherever two or three are gathered together. You know what a happy heart I have. You know that the very promises He made in the Bible, the things that I do should you also. I'll be with you to the end of the world. The poor, rejected, despised people of this world can still have His presence with us. I'm an impetus. I'm a presence. Always. All present, all powerful, everywhere at all times. How He made a way of escape in every hour of trouble. I'm a very present help in a time of trouble, He said. Now this morning He lives. He's with us today. We may be just a little church today. We may be just a little old boarded up tabernacle here, not very much to look at, but it's never a place too humble but what He'll come to. He's alive today among the living. He's not dead, but He's alive. And He lives among the living. The sinner friend today, if you're dead in sin and trespasses, why not live? Why do you stay in death? Why? What have you gained by staying in death? Why not come to life? Why not live today with Him? And with this great blessed hope that even death itself, separating from your loved ones, can never stain or mar or take away anything from. What a blessed hope. What a wonderful thing that we have today because of His resurrection. And He lives, and we live with Him. And someday He'll come and we'll go with Him. Or said, go tell my disciples and Peter that I'll go before them into Galilee. He always goes before us to make a way. Where there is no way, He said, I am the way. I am the resurrection. I am the life.